The time is 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation will protest later today at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda over what the union says are hospital staffing shortages, it being too crowded and it having insufficient bed capacity. It says there's been a 55% increase in the number of patients waiting on trolleys. Well, Tony Fitzpatrick is the INMO's Industrial Relations Officer in the northeast of the country. He's on the line for us this morning. What form of protest will this take today?
Well, the protest we're holding today is a lunchtime protest between 1 and 2pm at the hospital gates. And essentially, as you've stated there, it's about the overcrowding within the emergency department at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, which, as you said, in July 2014 saw a 99% increase in the number of patients on trolleys waiting for a hospital bed. And that can be as many as 40 or 50 patients, admitted patients, waiting for a bed within the emergency department. And our members are concerned that it's extremely overcrowded, they're short-staffed, and they have grave difficulties in providing quality care to patients. But the two other issues are that the hospital has significant staffing, nursing and midwifery deficits. Management have confirmed that there's 92 whole-time equivalent staffing deficits throughout the hospital, which is impeding the ability of nursing staff and midwifery staff to provide care.
We'll come to that figure in a minute, because I think they are disputing the 92 number. But just for people who are needing to access the hospital around lunchtime today, this isn't a stoppage of any form. If people see people out protesting, it's a sort of a display of, if you like, unhappiness rather than anything more serious.
You're right. This is not industrial action. Patient care will not be affected in any way.
Hospital,
and this is a first step to highlight the problems that exist in the hospital.
Hospital management, the HSE, say they're well aware of your problems. There have been routine meetings. In fact, there's one on Friday. Why do you need to take this public?
Well, the meeting on Friday was only arranged last evening, and we wrote to management on Friday seeking engagement at the hospital. Indeed, I have a letter from hospital management on Monday stating that they believe further engagement was not going to produce anything at this time. And indeed, it's only from highlighting the issue via the media and having this lunchtime protest that management agreed to meet with us last evening. And we have a meeting arranged with the Assistant National Director for Acute Hospitals for Friday morning. But we need to highlight this problem because we are in July. We've seen a 55% increase on the number of patients on trolleys waiting for a hospital bed compared to 2013. And in July alone, we had a 99% increase. And if the figures are that high in the summer months, our members are looking towards November and December with dread, because they know if it's bad in July, it'll be significantly worse later in the year. But there are significant problems in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital. There is a difficulty getting access to a bed. We have patients spending 3 or 4 days on a trolley in a corridor waiting for a bed. On top of that, we have as many as 60 patients across the hospital group who are clinically discharged from the hospital, and they cannot leave the hospital because there aren't step-down facilities. There aren't community nursing home beds. There aren't nursing home beds or community services to allow those patients to be discharged.
Okay, well, let's give something of the HSE response to this, because you talk about staffing shortages. They say not 92 permanent vacancies, 67 or thereabouts permanent vacancies, which they say are made up for with agency staff and also overtime, particularly in difficult areas such as paediatrics and midwifery. In other words, they're saying that they're doing their absolute level best to ensure that there is the full complement of nursing in the hospital.
Well, first of all, the 92 whole-time equivalent is the figure that the HSE gave to me at a meeting on the 31st of July 2014. So the 92 whole-time equivalent is management.
Well, okay,
figure.
It does seem quite a wide division, but yes.
And there is an over-reliance on agency and overtime in this hospital. Indeed, staff are getting tired and burned out because they have been doing extra shifts continuously to try and keep the ship afloat. And the reality is there are not enough staff within the hospital. Management have stated 92 whole-time equivalent to us. And on top of that, the fact that they've 67, as they claim, deficits, that I presume is not counting the fact that there are maternity leaves and other leaves that are never replaced within the hospital. So I would believe our figures are more accurate based on the HSE explaining those figures and giving those figures to us.
Additionally, the hospital says in November, there will be an 18-bed clinical decision unit. Not quite sure what that means. I think it means pretty much as it says it is, almost a holding facility, if you like, for patients, where there is further investigation required and doctors and multidisciplinary teams and so on need to make decisions on those people. But also they're saying that there's more private stock, long-term beds that will perhaps relieve the situation with bed blocking in the hospital.
But Christopher, the reality is we're in August and we have in excess of 60 patients who are clinically discharged that can't get out of the hospital. So those beds will be gobbled up immediately. And the reality is a clinical decisions unit, that is welcome. But the reality is 16 beds is not enough. In a number of 3 years ago, as part of reconfiguration of services, 97 beds were closed in the Louth County Hospital in Dundalk. They opened 40 beds in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, which left a deficit of 57 beds. Now, having a clinical discharge unit is not going to address that problem.
Clinical decision
unit,
yeah.
We need management to stop trying to deny the problem, accept that there is a really bad situation in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital. There is a crisis in the hospital with regards to bed capacity and staffing, and they need to address it.
We leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us on the line. Tony Fitzpatrick of the INMO.